today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What was so great is by the time they're at the doctor's, and Gary says, were you playing basketball in those yellow Crocs? He says, yeah, but I had the safety strap on.
By the way, did the doctor leave the sock on by design?
No, I think it was just carelessness. And why is he wearing socks with Crocs anyway? This kid's a moron. Anyway.
Because it's a sexy look. Crocs with socks?
What are you doing?
What the hell's wrong with him? He's wearing Crocs. Do you like those Crocs with socks?
Did you fracture your heel?
I wore my Crocs with socks. I wore them when I got chicken pox. I do like my Crocs with socks. The boat is going to the dock.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Earworms are strange things. Out in the old Texas town of El Paso. Don't play it yet. I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
What? Can you even on think, my brain. Can you think of any reason why that would have come to cross your brain?
Maybe bigotry in the border?
Oh, I don't know.
Could be.
You know, he would have to have sent his girlfriend back.
Today he would have, and she'd spend some time in an enclosure.
I can't believe this is actually happening in our national.
Have you seen some of the video and stuff? Have you seen some of that crap?
Nuts.
Ridiculous. And we're all going down there. We're sending like government officials down there going, oh, okay. So what's this over here? This is the cage one. This is the cage two. It's, God.
Nuts.
We're going to go back. We'll be long gone. They'll be reading.
Let's
about
just
this
make
time.
Sure the Russians yeah, aren't behind this.
Mike, the only way to cure an earworm is to hear it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. WBEY Bay Country 103 with Marty Robbins to sing for you.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Great story song. This obviously would have been a recurrent when you were working at Bay Country, but did you play it?
Even this fell into the really, really old country and Western music.
Yeah, pre-crossover
stuff. So I'm not
sure
how often we played this. We were a little more modern, but we still played some of the old stuff. Now, back at my first station, which also flipped to country,
right,
when WOHN in Herndon, Virginia became WVBK,
yes,
back in the day. By the way, the first real commercial shift I had was at WOHN. And I remember in my basement room at 5402 Cromwell Drive in Bethesda, Maryland, where I lived in a group house with five other kids, I remember not sleeping. And what I was going to
Too
do
nervous?
Was play, I was going to play the tapes on Sunday morning, which we called God Squad, because it was all the religious programming and the public affairs program, and then I was going to have a live hour. And I was sleepless based on my live hour.
Wow. You know,
and when I look back on it... I don't believe there was one person listening. I think maybe not even one. No, there was one guy that worked at a moose lodge who listened to me on Sunday morning and welcomed me to the station. Yeah, but
that's
often,
nice.
Did you open the shift with like saying, "This is my debut"?
Hey, I'm really happy to be with you.
They, you know, like all DJs. If you ever listen to young DJs, they all want to sound in control and super
also,
confident.
Also, you're so excited. Yeah.
Tell me,
they
Mike.
They want to sound like they're, and you're nervous as hell.
Don't ruin it for me. Tell me that WVBK, the VBK stood for Virginia's Best Country.
Of course it did.
Yes!
Yeah.
Nice!
Of course it did. Programmed by a man named Jim Randall.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who had a big buckle and wore a cowboy hat.
Oh. Yes, he did.
And, yeah, but I left shortly thereafter because Jack Diamond hired me at WYRE in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then where Chuck Dickman was the program director, and Jack was the group program director for both the country station and the adult contemporary station. And then they left within 2 weeks of each other.
Really?
And, I walked into the general manager's office at a young, fresh-faced kid in his mid-20s, and I said, you know what, Sid? And Sid said, yeah, what, buddy? What do you want, buddy? What do you want? I said, Sid, I can do this job. I can program these stations. I can be your man. I know you're in a between a rock and a hard place, and you know, it's opportunity and taking the opportunity. And then you know, during the next few months, I realized how much I totally despised radio management. Mm. Worst thing in the world. Mm. Absolutely worst.
You had to be pretty green to go in there.
My hats off to guys like CK and all the program directors, really, because you know you're hated by the staff.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's the nature of the beast. But it's a tough scheduling was terrible. Scheduling was the worst thing, where I had to schedule DJs.
The owner GM was Sid what?
Sid Abel.
Now, was Sid Abel, that impression you just did, was that a popular impression around the station back in the day?
Oh, absolutely. Like, Sid, we need a new tape cartridge for the machine. They cost like 75 cents. You're killing me. You're killing me right now. You're killing me with this. You're killing me. And Sid's Sid is still a friend.
Smart man. Oh, that's great.
If I saw Sid, it would be you know, a handshake and a hug and, hey, how you doing? And, like, there are several general managers that I still would be on good terms with. Michael Hughes is one.
Sure.
Sid Abel's another. Alan Goodman, another. Randy Baumgarten, though, if I ever saw him, the last guy that was kind of supervising the transition, getting rid of stations, that was
killed,
his thing.
He killed my favorite radio station.
Yeah, he loved that. He loved going in and being that guy. Hey, all right.
Some people do thrive on that.
Yeah.
Well, they're guys that are the, you know, that
easier to kill than give life.
Ooh. They're guys that succeed in the corporate world based on their lack of humanity.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Not my type of guys.
Well, Mike, just you know, I feel necessary to pipe in. Marty Robbins is about to die on the record, so.
You know, speaking of guys that were, deep in my chest, I'm being shot and it hurts so very badly. All right, turn it down.
He's going to die. Give him 20 seconds. We listened to the whole story.
That's your OCD.
No, we really weren't listening to the whole story. I was talking.
Here we go.
Off,
come on. Goodbye. What value did that just bring to the broadcast?
That's what he likes. I like, but anyway.
Like me some closure, boy.
Yeah.
Can't leave him alive.
No.
Oh, see. Let me just say that, you know, radio stations are fun places. But,
yes.
But ultimately, it's nice to have certain relationships. But there are a lot of people in the corporate world that really, based on the lack of humanity, and I think the higher up you get and the bigger you get, that's it. Speaking of a corporate world, I'm watching that that documentary, The Loudest Voice, with Roger Ailes.
And
that's
a series, right?
Yeah, series,
Mike, I've watched all three of the five episodes. Yeah, so we're caught up.
Here it is, Oscar. I did a dive last night because it's so bad. It's really the makeup is so bad, but I just can't stop watching it because I love those biopics it's a train wreck. And it's just, but really, I get back to Russell Crowe. Go do a deep dive on an interview. Find an interview with Roger Ailes.
Okay.
All right? And you'll hear Roger Ailes. You know what? Roger Ailes sounds like a white fat guy.
Yes.
All right. Where it's just like, well, I really felt that we were going to do this thing like that. Then you get Russell Crowe. Who really now, Russell Crowe's voice is like this. This is Russell Crowe in every movie he's in.
But no. I just don't.
Yeah.
Understand my young guy. Like that.
And that to me, I lose it on that one too. And then they bring in the guy that's playing Rupert Murdoch. And he looks like, seriously, somebody put Play-Doh on his face it started to melt with the bad makeup that they have on that guy. It's just, now the women, I think, are much better in that show.
Well,
You know, it's just craziness. It's really, really
crazy. It's fascinating. There's a scene where it's not 100% factual, right, Mike? It's dramatized.
I would imagine that there's tremendous artistic license. I mean, he was a skirt chaser, obviously. He was a sexual harasser, obviously. I mean, that's why he resigned, ultimately, when Gretchen Carlson sued him.
Must be a stretch for Russell to play that role.
Russell Crowe with his New York accent that doesn't fit.
It's hard for me to look at a guy that there's supposed to be Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly's just kind of on the tertiary right now. He's like, because they're in the process of bringing on talent. Like, they're evaluating talent.
But they have someone playing Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. And
they could have got Bill Cheek.
And it's terrible.
He doesn't even look like it's just kind of like they said, all right, he's outlined on a shadow, probably could be a guy like O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
All right.
And the Sean Hannity doesn't look like Sean Hannity
God,
either.
Yes.
It's just a weird movie. But It's so bad, it's good. I can't like turn away.
They spent all their money on like two actors.
Does it have something?
And the rest goes to like central casting.
Yeah. But I can't turn away. Station. I'm watching it.
Does it have something to do with the heat? Because they really bring out the worst television in the summertime, and somehow we eat it up. We gobble
strange.
It up.
It is truly, truly strange. And you know, I've been doing all sorts of weird stuff. But this is so odd watching this, and it's so gross, and it's really gross to think of, you know, by the way, Russell Crowe's makeup and the look of mm-hmm. Roger Ailes. When I went back and I Googled an interview mm-hmm. with Roger Ailes is grosser than Russell
really?
Crowe was.
So I didn't go far enough.
Look at Roger Ailes. Yeah. He's much fatter and he's much more creepy. And to think that he was handling those gorgeous TV anchor women.
Those
is
blonde
really,
Fox News types. They
it's
actually,
really
a type.
Gross
yeah.
to me. Uh-huh. It's really, really, really gross to me. But it's just overdone. And yeah, it's so bad it's good. You can't turn
Love
away.
It. Yeah.
So it's called, I think it's called The Loudest Voice. This is a very special day in the O'Mara household. My little man.
Aw.
Love of my life. Absolutely my favorite human being on the face of the earth. He turned six today. It's his sixth
Thanks,
birthday.
Man. That's great.
And we were up late last night. Nothing I like better than blowing up balloons. So that he has like 50 balloons in the hallway when he comes out of his room today.
Oh, hanging surprise!
Balloons,
that's
putting
awesome.
Up balloons.
What
yeah, it was cool.
Great morning.
It's Carla. It's all Carla. She says, yeah. She basically tells me, blow those up. Yes, dear. And. And she was cocktailing last night. She had three cocktails during this. I did not. I was alcohol free last night. And she was cocktailing, enjoying herself, putting up the happy birthdays and all that. And you know, as I told Michael, turn that music down for a second because, ladies and gentlemen, it is now
oh boy!
Time for a few minutes with Michael. Get ready for the nonsensical birthday edition. Here he is. Okay, everybody. This is a few minutes with Michael. And this is a very special day because it's his sixth birthday today, and I know he's excited. You're looking good on your birthday. How are you, buddy?
Good.
What are you holding in your hand?
Treasure X.
Treasure X? Is that one of the things you got for your birthday?
Yeah, Maddie came over and I got it.
That's pretty cool. What kind of treasure is that? It looks like a little Mayan sculpture or something like that, right?
And it's actually real gold.
Real gold. Oh, wow. Isn't that special?
Dad, it actually says it's real gold.
Real gold. What, do you think I don't believe you?
Yes.
Well, I'm not
sure. Of course
sure.
you don't
Why do you say that? Because you're smart?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a smart boy. So what do you have planned for your birthday today?
I'm going to go fishing with Mike.
You don't have to whisper. You're going to go fishing with Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go fishing with Mike.
Isn't he adorable? He wants to know. He wants to call me Mike because he knows it's the show.
What's so great?
And he asks if he gets okay.
He's very aware of his presence on the show.
What
that's
he
very
says,
aware.
You don't think I believe you? Yes.
Of course you don't.
Of course you don't believe.
That's
me.
That's 6 years yeah. old.
That's
you imagine
so
what
great.
It's going to be like at 13.
It won't be cute anymore. I know that
fat ass. But anyway,
dummy. Yeah.
So he wants to call me Mike on the show.
Does he like? Because he whispers
it. Did I call? He's edible.
Wow.
He's edible. He's absolutely edible.
My dad. And I'm also
going to have people come over later. Who's coming over?
Aunt Kathy and Paul and Zach.
Are you excited about that?
And who else is coming?
I think it's a small group. I think it's just going to be those folks that are coming over today. So it's going to be a small gathering. And then the most important thing.
Birthday presents!
So do you feel older?
Yes.
Are you ready to go get your driver's license?
Yes.
Are you ready to go vote for the first time? No, you can't? Are you not old enough? What's the best thing about turning... Oh, you dropped your Treasure X.
Oh, no.
What's the best thing about being six?
Well, when you're... The best thing... When you're first born, if you're like a big, when you're bigger, sometimes you're like a bigger five. When you recognize when you're first like a baby, you grow up and you're bigger. So right. I feel like now that I'm six, I just feel real big and stuff.
Well, high five on that. Can we get a high five on? And can you tell everybody what you woke up to this morning? What happened when you woke up? Come on in here.
My mom and dad were at the table.
What did we do on the table?
I took pictures with them and selfies with Dad.
What was in the hallway?
Balloons.
What was on the, were there streamers hanging yes. down too? And were there signs that said happy birthday all over the house?
Yeah. Wait, there's, oh yeah, there's like one
on the doorway.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
Who'd you play with yesterday, your buddy Jake?
Yeah.
Well, listen, can I tell you something?
Yes.
You're a very special boy, and I love you very much.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
I wish I could do the show with you today.
Someday you're going to take over for me, you know that?
No, I want to do the show with you.
The whole show?
Yeah.
You're doing the whole show right now, yeah. because I know, remember what you said before, that you wanted to go down and play? I think Mommy might actually have something for you downstairs.
Why?
But don't run away yet. Don't run away yet. Say thank you to all the listeners who wish you happy birthday.
Thank you.
And is there your standard sign-off that you want to say? Goodbye. You don't want to say that today? You don't want to say your
actually,
goodbye?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Goodbye, poopies.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
no.
terrible.
Bye.
There
he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That
shock
is a
job.
That's a few minutes with Michael. His birthday all over the place there with that. I really got it. Kind of caught me by surprise when he said he wanted to do the whole show with him. No, that ain't happening. So,
but that's
was
so
like,
sweet. He loves you
it's
so
very
much.
Sweet. Yes. Very sweet that he, but he really does.
Sometimes
he'd
when
be
you're,
bored in 2 minutes, so he wouldn't.
Sometimes
stay.
When you're five, you're not as big as when you're six. Sometimes.
Yes, I know. That was a very interesting explanation. Write it down and put it in the textbooks. That's fascinating right there. There. So later on today, it'll be fun and frivolity and all that stuff. And thanks to everybody that sent him stuff. It was very, very cool. You know, we're very much, we'll get those 8x10 glossies out to all the fans that sent gifts. And of course, we'll be taking them to the orphanage later on today. Now, who's that Joan Crawford?
Yeah, what do you say? You're allowed to choose. You can choose one gift, and the rest are going to the orphans. I love you, Daddy dearest.
Can I call you Mike?
It's just another great afternoon with a star. I'm Steve Forrest. There we go.
You lost again.
I could watch that, but it always gets back to Mommy Dearest with that.
But
it's
you know,
so
that's
great.
Not for birthdays. That's for Thanksgiving. Don't yes. rush it.
You'll eat it rare. What's that?
Is six a dramatic jump from five?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say
like
so.
Like as far as it's a kid is concerned?
Yeah,
and
I would say the language skills.
Yeah.
He sprouted. He gained a few inches, a couple inches.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's getting taller and taller. And then you get something like that. Here's the type of stuff that throws me for a loop. When he says, you don't believe that that's gold. And I said, yes, I do. No, of course you don't.
Yeah.
And that's it's just great. Like he says something matter like fact. That. That's just like it's weird. It's just you have weird moments that, you know, those are the kind of moments in the best case scenario. Man, he's really maturing fast. Mm-hmm. In the worst case, you know, we're going to wake up in the middle of the night. He's standing up over our beds with a sledgehammer.
That's
know?
Right.
That's the kind of
standing with a sledgehammer saying, stuff. Of course you didn't believe me.
Now, the thing that's happening today, the big thing that's happening, I am taking him out because I've been abandoned by my wife. I will be taking him out fishing.
Yeah.
Now, the macro rig is a little hook on the end with a shiner, with a little shiny lure, and then it's got four or five flies on it. Mm-hmm. So there are five hooks. I'm going to do the very best I can. We're going to have a serious lecture time, but Carla's bringing him to the dock, putting him on the boat. Then we're coming back, and he's taking him off the boat. So we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
But,
can you
wish us luck?
Can you rig the fishing by taking fish?
Plastic fish.
No, by taking fish, putting them in a cooler.
Dead mackerel, putting them on there. No.
And then going to the back of the boat while he's at the front of the boat and being like,
no, but I
got?
Think the nice thing about six and five is that it'll probably be about a 30-minute time frame.
Any bait or any sort of reflecting devices on the upper hooks on the rig? Or are they
yeah,
just.
Yeah, they're shiny little hooks. They're
okay,
little,
okay.
And sometimes they're flies, but these are
flies.
Little plastic.
Flies!
But to my wife, really wonderful mom.
That's awesome.
Up last night, putting up all this stuff, really, really impressive.
Did you get balloons for your birthday?
Oh, boy. I had a party
yeah.
a couple of times. I'd have birthday parties. I'd have birthday parties at
no,
the
this past
community
birthday.
Pool. Oh, yeah. I got balloons. Yeah. I got balloons
look at
and
you.
60, yeah. 60 year old. I took pictures. I was so disappointed on my birthday that I didn't get any material presents.
I don't remember that.
What's that?
I don't remember any mention of that.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to the
no, birthday. Let's live
no,
in the
no,
now.
No.
The milestone birthday. Six decades on Earth, you know? 6 decades on Earth and,
I,
you know.
The reason why I brought, and I didn't want to sully this moment. I wanted to see if Carla's decoration flair. her enthusiasm translated to your birthday, which is awesome.
No, she loves birthdays, and she did a lot of decorating. It was done at my sister's house, so that was really terrific. Cool. I was really happy
effort.
I have my 60 glasses, 60 never looked so good hat. It's still lying around here somewhere.
Farmer's likely to like birthdays a lot more than you, though, because she's had a lot fewer of them.
Yes, and it's so a bigger deal.
It's a bigger
deal. Mine now significantly represent closer to death.
Yeah, it's countdown.
That's what it is.
You're like that big clock on the
mall. Your son is 6, and you are 60.
And I have
54.
One more.
That's the answer you're looking for. 54.
My next milestone birthday will be people coming from distances.
Yes, you're right.
Because they worry it might be the last one.
Yep. And the next milestone after that.
They'll be gathering around.
Best get to Vegas.
Get to Vegas soon. See me while you can.
The next milestone after that.
Get that second show sold out, please. You're taking years off my life. We have other things we need to hawk.
That's right.
We have other things we need to sell, for Christ's sake. But anyway, it was nice. But I will, in my own mind, I am rationalizing the purchase of some, before the year is over, some big ticket item.
Yeah.
Just
really?
For my own.
A splurge for yourself.
Because daddy's going to give himself his 60th birthday.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. 392. It's got a 392. Yeah. It's got a 3 wide. Scat pack wide body. Scat pack wide body. I want it bad. I'm obsessed with it. I do that. Don't we all do that with things?
Oh, yeah.
In this country where we just, it ain't that
It'll
great.
Wane, though.
It's not. It's overpriced.
If you make it for a couple months, it'll wane.
Yeah.
Hey, Oscar, did you see the new 2020 Corvette come out? Did you see the picture of that?
I saw that.
I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's under 60K, I think.
It's under 60 grand. It's
but not meant for guys like you guys.
Actually, you may be surprised.
Really?
Will
Have you ever gotten in a Corvette?
Yeah, when I had the stupid show for the Farish people, they had one of their dealerships was high-end used cars. And I said, you know what would be a great promotion? Is every week loan me a high-end used car and I'll drive it and talk about it on the show. It was great.
Did you suggest that?
Yeah, I did.
See, that's great. See, if you Smart. Could use that for the show.
How many years
ago
was
that? Not
your own
personal gain.
That was probably in the round 2002 or 3.
Okay, so almost 20 years.
What did you drive?
Oh, 16 years ago.
16 years ago.
I drive one of the nights. There was a convertible BMW that was amazing, but a late model Corvette. And the Corvette is actually, it's low, but it has the width for a big guy in it. It doesn't have a back seat, but the driver's seat I found quite comfortable.
Yeah, but the Challenger is the ultimate fat man.
Fast car?
Oh, it's just big. It's got a big fat man seat.
Yeah.
Sit here.
Right the now. Sports seats now, and mind you, I might have gained 20 pounds this past year.
I don't think you need to say might.
Yeah, okay, well, I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
That bucket seat that comes in sports cars now is almost small for me.
But really, even in a Corvette, because I think that's always been sort of the calling card of the older man wanting the Corvette.
Racing
because you can
seats. It depends on what type of seat you get.
Seats are a big deal with aftermarket, because I watched this show online. I don't know who these guys are, but I was riveted.
Dealers?
They're two. I think they look like they might be twins. They're young guys.
Oh, the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the Property
Brothers.
This was online. They go out and they're dropping off a car in California, driving from Arizona to California. When they're out there, they said, we've got our car trailer. We might as well look for something around here that's available. They buy a Porsche Boxster for $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
They look in the seats and they say they don't know that this car's got the seats. And their seats retail aftermarket for $2,900.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they are basically getting a free car.
Or the seats.
Then they get it so cheap because the car cannot run, because nobody can open up the hood, and the hood's attached to the battery, and they can't access the battery pack. They do all this stuff, and they end up getting a Porsche for nothing. And they recondition it, they repaint it, they look at it. It's a brand new, Porsche. Not brand new, but it's a perfect mint-condition Porsche, and they get it, and the total outlay is something, when they sell the seats, is something like $500.
Is it a Boxster? Yeah, a Porsche Boxster?
A Boxster. A Boxster. And it looks fantastic. That's another one you and I probably wouldn't want to
I've
finish.
Gotten in it.
No.
I had a Cayman. I had a Cayman as a big person.
A little
I remember that.
Cayman?
Yeah, I had a Cayman. I loved it.
I never heard of
the Cayman
before.
Is a crossover. It's like it's the same as a Volkswagen Touareg.
Yeah.
Mm.
Almost like, the modern station wagon.
Oh, I thought it was a little sports car. What is it? Cayenne? That's what I'm thinking.
No, Cayenne is the SUV.
It was a Cayman.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cayman is a sports car.
Oh, my bad. I take it back.
I had the Cayman back when we worked in Rockville, Maryland, BHF.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Yeah. BHF.
What's BHF?
Before hip failure.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Which is the car?
The car?
Blocking the drive.
Fine. It's beauty, isn't it? Where'd I leave my drink, Archie? Ah.
How do you do, Mrs. Leach? I'm Harvey Manfringenson. I'm with the CIA.
CIA?
That's correct, ma'am. Just telling your husband here before I had to go to your beautiful bathroom. We've got a high-ranking KGB defector in a safe house near here. We're debriefing him as of now, and we're just checking all the houses in the neighborhood.
For what?
For KGB.
Is there any danger?
No. We just want to keep everyone informed. Archie, thanks for the drink. Sorry to have troubled you folks. I'll see myself out.
Keep everyone informed?
So there's no panic, ma'am.
But isn't it a secret?
You have no idea how secret.
Well, why are you telling everyone?
It's a smokescreen.
What?
Double bluff. Look, you obviously don't know anything about intelligence work, lady. It's an XK Red 27.
Lady.
My father was in the Secret Service, Mr. Manfred Jinsenjan, and I know perfectly well that you don't keep the general public informed when you are debriefing KGB defectors in a safe house.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Not unless you're congenitally insane or irretrievably stupid, no.
Don't call me stupid.
Why not? Not.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you? Well, would you like to know where you'd be without us, the old U.S. of A, to protect you? I'll tell you. The smallest f***ing province in the Russian Empire. That's what. So don't call me stupid, lady. Just thank me.
Well, thank you for popping in and protecting us.
If it wasn't for us, you'd all be speaking German. Singing Deutschland, Deutschland, Uberall. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That A Fish Called Wanda?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that movie in 15 years, and it is awesome. Still really funny.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to those of you who are real close to us. Hi there. How you doing? Yeah, we're a podcast radio show. We're a radio show podcast. We have love and support from so many people around the country. Prepare to be entertained for another fantastic time. Time is the best thing to have. Time.
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 Good time. From Flemington, New Jersey, to Tempe, Arizona, from Austin, Texas, to Krakow, Wisconsin, from Webster, New York. Webster. What a wonderful program.
Webster.
How was Alex Karras?
To Yanga, Veracruz, Mexico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Glad to have you with us. Summertime, the temperatures are rising, I'll say.
Yes.
Get ready for the heat wave this weekend. Good Lord. Conversely, mortgage rates are falling. That means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, baby. And Cornerstone can save you big bucks.
It's go time.
Right
so,
now.
Whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in hand to make it a great summer, you've got to act right now while the market is on your side. Call Cornerstone. Do it. And tell them the best part, John Facenda.
Oh.
The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you.
Mm-hmm. That's like
you,
John.
If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do. They'll take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Sooner or later, the pressure of inflation will push these rates up, up, up. So this won't last. Act now. Cornerstone licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Work ethic, Mike.
Steak knives, Mike.
F you. That's my house. Always refinance and be closing. That's why you live in a tiny little tent and I live in a massive Roger Ailes mansion off the Hudson River. F you.
There's a scene in that movie, in that miniseries.
The Ailes series.
What is he does? Oh, my God. It's what is
He's
it?
He's digging a bunker.
No, not just the bunker. When they fought by the land to buy this house, he takes his wife up there, again, dramatized.
Yeah.
And then stares across the river and says, you know what that is? That's West Point. If you have any problems, the cadets will show up here in just minutes.
Because his wife is so scared of the world, right?
Oh, God.
She's so paranoid about the people coming to get her.
Who says that?
Sort of speaks to the... Look, they're little things that if it was based in any way on fact, you go, okay, I get the whole thing now. I get the whole... They're coming to get
inspired
us.
Inspired by.
You know.
Yeah, but really? Think about it. It's like if somebody moves to Annapolis and they're next to the Naval Academy. And a husband goes, you know what that is over there? That's the Naval Academy.
That's West Point.
Yeah.
That's West Point. That's, and by the way, that's his accent, Rob.
You've got the accent.
Roger Ailes from the Midwest.
Do it again.
And Russell Crowe doing, that's West Point. They can be over here in a minute. It's like, you're not
internationally.
You're from Ohio, Russell. Amazingly, you don't have the New York accent. Please.
Internationally, that's probably what they think we all sound like. That's an American accent.
I think it's incredibly low rated. We're now driving listeners to watch this loudest voice.
Well, everyone loves the Showtime is great.
Do you find yourself, last word on this,
because
I know we shouldn't be talking about a show nobody's watching. Do you find yourself looking at Russell Crowe and wondering, where does he stop? Where does he stop and the fat suit begin?
Oh, I love
just
doing
how
that.
Fat is he and how, because he's not.
We've got Gladiator Russell Crowe.
Right.
We all know that guy.
Yes. Then we've seen Russell Crowe, fat Russell Crowe.
We've seen like in I'm in a band. I'm a millionaire. I've got the 12 wife before the divorce.
Right. Uh-huh.
I'm happy. Right. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And then you see when he's bouncing back and he's going through a divorce, that's when everybody gets they get in shape again.
Yep.
Then you wonder what role brought him back to shape. And you're like, okay, well, maybe he had that one movie with where he was a private eye and, in Hollywood and he was...
I remember that. Yeah, it was a buddy picture.
Yeah, a buddy cop pick. And then you're like, okay, how old is he now? I see him on an interview with Stern for a little bit. And you're like, okay, if a guy can get into shape and get out of shape so quickly, wouldn't you, if we were all actors and we had to play a fat guy?
I'm in.
We just gotta gain the weight because you can say it's for a role.
Yeah.
Super easy. Now, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you're playing that role, you're like, I've never seen Leo fat in my life.
Right.
Right? But if you got that in your DNA, I would say that he gained more weight than he ever had to to play this character. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to find out, though.
De Niro does the same thing sometimes. De Niro gained the weight for Raging Bull. Yeah.
Mike.
England is our home.
So it's every man to his gun. I got to find it.
So this role, for him to pick this. And then you really look at the cast of this miniseries.
Yeah.
There's some big names in it.
Well, I mean, the very fact that he's attached to it already makes it important. He's a big deal.
And then you have you're like, okay, is that Seth? I don't know. And then you start really looking at that's definitely not O'Reilly. I don't know where that guy came from. Doesn't look like him. And then,
you're saying that they ran out of casting money by the time they got to O'Reilly.
Well, I'm also rude when it comes to actors, but people that you can recognize,
right?
And you're like, oh my God, I recognize maybe two or three people. Right. And then the Fox anchors look like the Fox anchors.
Well, I mean, that's a type more than anything.
Thank you.
You know, but really when I think about Russell Crowe.
The cast.
When I think about Russell Crowe, my favorite Russell Crowe movie is Master and Commander.
Okay.
And Carla has come into the TV room multiple times ago. No, you're not watching it again. You're not watching it again. And I always, it's the same way. I look at Carla, I look her right in the eye, and I say, England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So, it's every hand to his rope a gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
I love that movie. Blow up those balloons.
Okay.
Get over to the table and blow up your son's balloons.
I stand corrected.
Candy ass.
We've got Russell Crowe.
Candy ass.
Maybe there are good actors, you just don't recognize
them.
Russell Crowe, Sienna Miller, Seth MacFarlane, Annabelle Wallace, and then you've got Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts plays Gretchen Carlson, and she elevates the movie right away because she's a good actress, and she's not, you know, covered with makeup. Like Russell Crowe and the guy playing Rupert Murdoch.
That's where we stop.
And then there's
I mean, there's a bunch of other people I don't recognize their names. Yeah.
Right. And Seth MacFarlane he does a pretty decent job. Pretty decent job on that. So,
that activity of when you see someone in heavy makeup trying to spot pieces of the original person. I play it with Jiminy Glick.
Yeah.
I also look at the Toby.
Like, where is Martin Short
in that
fat
suit? Yeah, where is he in there? Yeah. And also the guy that plays Toby on This Is Us. Try to figure that out.
Gets back to that. Your little world. Rob's that might be a feature we start. Rob's little world.
Speaking of his world. Where
have to be a short feature.
What's the story with your son?
Yeah,
we got to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about
teased.
That.
Damn it.
That's it. And then maybe at some point we will get to a discussion of two things, Airbnbs and that car service Turo. I'm going to need a rental for a whole week. Now, I can't use it up here. They don't have it up here. Mm. But when I get down to the Boston area, I'm curious about
it. Be careful how you spell it when you go to the app, because if you go to a certain Turo website, you'll rent a lawnmower.
Oh, don't want to do that.
No.
Although it's a fine product used on golf courses worldwide.
One of the best.
All right. We'll the story of the broken foot and Rob's son when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Alan from Vegas,
hey. And
I'm here to help you prepare for your trip to TMOS Live in November. Let's start by learning the official state symbols of Nevada. The official state bird is the mountain bluebird. It's blue, and its song sounds a little like this. And you're going to be blue if you don't buy your tickets for Saturday night's TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Act now.
Hey, everybody, love yourself. Love yourself.
Yes.
A very important word from Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Carla is my Noom representative. We do Noom together. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good or bad or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist, the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has a great food database available. Look, you know me. I'm trying to lose weight. I've lost 5 pounds. I'm very happy about that. The fact is, you have to put down what you're putting in your body.
Yes.
So if you've got a great food database like Noom has, that will help you do that. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. I love Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. And we are addicted to it in the O'Mara household. We truly are. Hope you like it as well. Give it a trial today. Rob Spiewak,
yes.
You mentioned before the show that you were having a bit of a situation with child number two. Is
yes.
that correct?
My namesake, the third generation, Robert Wadham Spiewak. I get a message from Carrie via text yesterday that Robert has hurt his foot and they're going to the doctor.
Hmm.
She's very vague. I said, what happened? She said, might be fractured playing basketball. I said, okay, please keep me informed. So they go to the doctor, and they did not x-ray because of the preliminary examination is that it could just be a sprain. It could just be a bad bruise. So they're going to wait 2 days. If the pain persists, then they'll proceed with x-rays and seeing what's up. So he comes home.
Can I ask that now? Now, it's your doctor, and I know how to. Was that frustrating to you at all?
To me,
to at
it
least
is.
Put to bed. Well, if he has a fracture, why would they let him hobble around on it for a couple of days where you could do more damage?
They did put it in a boot and wrapped it up. And so it is protected right now, and he's on crutches.
Okay.
So, I mean, I tend to, perhaps blindly sometimes, I'll take doctor's advice. But you know what? Robert's had a long history with doctors, and I've had really good luck with listening to them. So that's what we did.
Good for you.
And so he gets home, and he's cranky because it hurts. And he's on crutches, and he was playing basketball.
What did he do? Did he come down hard?
Came down wrong and hard, and actually he had to be helped to – was playing an away game, if you will. He was over at Barrett's house, so he actually had to drive home. Luckily, it was his left foot. He was able to drive. And I said, so, God, Carrie, what happened?
So weird to hear that, though. He's got to drive home.
I know.
It's just like, I remember when he was little.
Like a bitty baby. Yeah,
I remember, God, I remember when you visited when he was born in the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
It's and it seems weird. Like about 20 minutes
home.
Ago.
Your son? Yeah, that kid driving home?
Oh, yeah.
Driving home with a broken foot.
Here's the best, probably the only plus that comes out of this story, you know, because he's being checked up. They do his weight and everything.
Right.
He is now doctor measured 6'3" tall.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
More than an inch taller than his old man. And that makes
good
I am not a small guy, and when I'm with someone that's taller than me, and a good example of this is Todd Moore. Mm-hmm. When I see like a photograph of me next to Todd, it looks like there's been something has changed with the perspective because I'm not used to being significantly shorter than someone. And Robert is now not towering, not yet, but he is taller than me.
And he's a good-looking kid too.
Yes, he is.
And he plays sports.
He does, and sometimes.
So I mean, there are a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, he's not the
phrase you're looking for.
The apple
is,
has fallen far.
No, no. The phrase you're looking for is carbon copy. Actually, he takes after my dad quite a bit. My dad's a little taller than me. My dad's a real good-looking guy. My dad played sports, so I mean, there's some of that going on.
Okay.
Skipped a generation, like baldness. So I said to Carrie, what exactly happened? He said, well, he's at Barrett's house, and he came down, and his foot turned. And I said.
So it was kind of a side injury where he kind of turned the ankle.
He said, maybe it had something to do with his shoes. I said, why? He said, he was playing basketball in Crocs.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay. Your daughter is very, very smart.
He's so strong.
Rocks.
So when it came out,
playing basketball, you better to kick him off and play him bare feet.
So great is by the time they're at the doctor's, and Gary says, "Were you playing basketball in those yellow Crocs?" He says, "Yeah, but I had the safety strap on."
I had a fight with my son because my son's a Floridian and loves his Crocs and wanted to go on the bike. So you're not going on a boat with Crocs.
Right.
I said, you're not going on a boat with Crocs. Crocs are great if you're, that perv Mario Batali in the kitchen and you're not going to move fast.
Well,
but
you
if
can
you're
also
doing
you can...
anything that you require stability in your feet, you
traction.
Cannot wear Crocs.
So yeah, that's what I blame is the Crocs for that. So they wrapped him up in the boot and he's on crutches and he is cranky. Mm. And he comes home and he says, Dad, he yells down the steps because I'm in the basement. He's on the main floor. Dad, can you help me? I said, yeah. And I hear...
coming down the stairs
with the crutches, and
so he's got crutches. So he's hurting.
He's hurting real bad. He's on a lot of Advil, and he hobbles in, and he says, "Doctor put this boot on me and left my sock on. I want to take my sock off." I said, "Okay, we can do that." So he sits down at my desk chair, and I have to sit in front of him like a shoe salesman, and. holding the foot, and there's three, not like the ACE bandages like when we were kids that were like, 4 feet long, 3 inches wide.
Yeah.
This is like a roll of wrapping paper with Velcro on each side. They're wide. They're like 8 inches. And I'm looking
better technology.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it because it's so beautifully wrapped.
Oh, you don't want to mess with that.
And I don't, and I'm thinking, could I cut it off? Could I cut the sock off?
Where does it itch?
By the way, did the doctor leave the sock on by design?
No, I think it was just carelessness. And why is he wearing socks with Crocs anyway? This kid's a moron. Anyway.
Because it's a sexy look. Crocs with socks?
What are you,
he's wearing, what are you, the hell's wrong with him? He's wearing Crocs with socks. Do you like those Crocs with socks?
Did you fracture your heel?
I wore my Crocs with socks. I wore them when I got chicken pox. I do like my Crocs with socks. The boat is going to the dock.
Have a meal and that's your heel. So I'm trying, as I start to undo
nice
it,
look.
I'm making a mental note because I've got to put the thing back on, right?
People go to school to figure out how to wrap an ankle.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so... I do this, and the Velcro is a wide swath of Velcro, the 8-inch width of this huge ACE bandage. So every time it flops down, it reattaches. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's really like a game that a game show that you would do on ABC television.
At
late
any
at night.
Point, did you look at it and say, "No, I'm
no,
not.
No, you
got to
keep the sock
not,
on.
You got to keep this on."
I had the thought, but you know what? He's still my kid, and he wants it off. So you know what? You're a slave to your kid. So
Dad, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, Dad, this ice isn't cold enough.
I'm not a doctor. You got to wait till we see the doctor.
So I undo it, take off it's got that form-fitting boot, mm-hmm. take that off, get the sock off, put it back on, and I start to wrap it again. And the hard part—
When you took it off, by the way, can I just ask?
Sure.
Because he is a growing boy.
Yes.
When you removed all of that layering, was there?
No.
That was the bouquet.
No appreciable odor. But keep in mind, it's only been on for about an hour.
All right.
I'm saying that maybe if he has a change of the bandage in a day or so, Mrs. Spiewak can handle that.
Okay, no problem.
So I start, and I get to the hardest part, and I was really watching this when I'm unwrapping it, is the 45-degree turn where you have to go from the ankle to the foot and then back around. So I'm really trying to get this right, and then, you know, the
After you took the sock off?
Yeah, and then, you know, the Velcro's catching on everything, and there's three lengths of bandages, and they're all sticking together, and I'm just about finishing the second of the three, and I said, how is it? He says, I don't know, a little tight?
Oh, my God.
Like you were overdoing it?
I
and
said,
you looked down at his blue toes?
I said, a little tight, like tight good, or a little tight like we need to start over? He says, we might want to start over. I said, you sure? You sure you can't go with this? He says, Dad, I really can't. So I have to undo it again. And then, you know, and undoing it is not any easier than doing it because it's getting... So we finally get it all done. And
they, by the way, they assume at the doctor that he did not break it.
That's
why
their assumption.
Doing it the
way. That's
they
their assumption.
That it's
yeah.
not necessary.
And they think he'll be a lot better in about 2 days. And so I finally get him and he hobbles away. And I said, Pony, I'll apologize in advance. I said, how you doing with the crutches? He says, I hate the crutches. I said, you can say it. He says, I hate the f***ing crutches.
You see, so he can't work at the deli
That's
counter
the thing.
At Wegmans,
I said,
right?
What about sandwich jockeying? Is this going to get in the way of that? Because you can stand, right? He says, yeah, I got a note. I'm not going to be working for a week. And you know what? Here's the deal. I did see genuine disappointment. He does love that job.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to take a week
it
off from the job.
It won't screw it up, will it?
No, I don't know. Well, as I've talked to some of him and his other...
He's been there for a while, right?
Yeah,
it's not like he did... Who's that intern that left
he's been there for
early
3 weeks.
The first... Who's the, he's been there for three weeks.
No, but he's well regarded.
Look at Taskmaster Oscar looking over there. Only it is a brief time to take the whole week.
If we got a note here from an intern, 3 weeks and be like, I'm out for a week. Yeah, we'd understand legally because we have to.
Yeah,
but
right,
we'd also be like,
with a doctor's note.
Yes. I still feel the same way because when is the next note going to come? That's how I would feel.
Well, we would
how
have
did he do? Well, you're up earlier and out before he's up, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Right.
How's he? How did? Have you gotten any report? Has your wife given you an update? Has your wife given you an update on his progress
between
at all?
Naps?
Oh no!
God. Okay.
I'll have an update for you guys on Monday. But what's the deal is I've talked to some of his underachieving friends in the sandwich department at Wegmans. There's a real special guy named Ben. Let me put it to you this way. Yeah. He doesn't use his nose for breathing.
Oh, my God.
I would say that the average thing that you get when you say, and I've watched Robert in action at the sandwich counter. Hi, nice to see you. What can I help you with? His personal skills are great.
It's an entry-level job. They're probably used to this at all times. Mm-hmm. Like people dropping off,
the kids.
Coming on, dropping off,
massive
coming
amount
on.
Of
turnover.
He's going to get lost in the show.
Yeah,
he probably won't get
some
he's
of
fine.
The other people at the sandwich counter will review with. So that's what? he's next level sandwich jockey.
He can communicate
right. And the other good thing is that according to everyone that I've talked to of his coworkers, three or four of them, because you know he's doing some ride sharing and stuff, and I've met them at the store, they say, are you kidding? You can't get fired from Wegmans. It's impossible.
Okay.
So we're hoping
does he
for
wear
Bruce.
The Crocs. He doesn't wear the he wears the special shoes. He could have played basketball in the shoes that he wears
better at shoes.
Exactly. Wegmans issued shoes, but Mike, as you know, they're terribly covered in lettuce.
And you're coming around in Wegmans a little bit, right?
Nope. Still hate it. Still hate it as a store. Love it as a place for him to work.
Do you like getting a sandwich from his deli counter?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
You know what? Don't be so pig-headed. When he goes back, if they take him back.
If they take him back.
You get a sandwich there, okay?
I already know the sandwich I'm going to get. I'm going to get the Danny's favorite.
What is it?
It's an Italian sub, and with the Wegmans, they mix the spices and the oil and the vinegar in one dressing. He says it's very good.
Okay, so the Wegmans is like the having it
Wegmans
Jersey
way.
Mike's way?
Yeah, exactly.
Mike's way.
You see, the owner of...
We all want one right now.
Oh,
don't
I love
we?
One.
The owner of Wegmans had a son named Danny.
Danny.
And Danny's favorite is this Italian sub.
Danny, are you my friend? Yes. Wrap it up and put it in a boot.
But remember what they say.
Good luck, Robert III.
You can get your what they say all the time is you can get the sandwich here, but we don't have a register. Go pay at coffee.
Pay at coffee over there.
Pay at coffee over there.
Airbnbs and Turo and all those things you're supposed to rent during the summer for a vacation. We're going to get that from Oscar Santana when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Mrs. O.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Who chums?
For You can chum for anything. They are attracted by the blood and the chunks and stuff like that. Blood and chunks, which also was the name of my stomach doctor's office.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Come here, Mrs. O'Mara. Come here for a second. This portion of our program brought to you by Liquid IV. You know, you make me a little Liquid IV every morning. Lean in so you don't...
Mike's got an effect.
Hey, congrats on the parenting of a six-year-old.
Congrats on the parenting of a six-year-old.
Thank you.
Hi, Carla.
And you did a great job with the decorations. I said, did you see that on my show prep? But I said,
no.
You're a wonderful mother.
Oh, yes,
I did
see that.
Thank you.
That was my favorite.
And thank you for making me every morning my Liquid IV.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You mix it up and you bring it up here.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say?
I'll continue doing it.
Okay.
It's tired? It's a good product.
You're up early. You were stirring at like 4:45.
I really was.
Who was more excited, our son or you, for the birthday?
Me.
All right. Very good. Are you going to come fishing with us?
No.
All right. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. Now that the warm weather is here, by the way, here it is. Here's my Liquid IV.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
There it is. Halfway gone.
Nice.
Halfway gone. Glug, glug, chug-a-lug. Now the warm weather is here. You'll be outside all the time. You need Liquid IV more than ever. This is going to be like a countrywide heat wave that they're talking about being very, very dangerous.
Triple digits in the district.
Ooh, the heat very, very, very scary. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sold at all Costco's nationwide. When they say Hydration Multiplier, that's all you need to know. It actually increases the, if you have one glass of the Liquid IV, you're getting as much hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water.
Right, exactly.
So that's why when it's going to be a million degrees outside, might be something you might want to put in your pantry. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. It's got vitamins in it too. So taking in something that is good for you and hydrates you. And when the temperature is 1,000 degrees, it's a great idea to do it.
And devoid 25%. Of all the nasty chemicals that you find in a Gatorade or Powerade, all that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. It's natural. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. And we thank you. Okay, Oscar.
Yes.
We had an Airbnb with our friends, the Colburns, up in Canada. We liked it, but it was a little threadbare. You know, It looked like it had been a little worn, and the bathroom was a little worn and stuff like that. So you perked up when I brought that up.
Yes.
You seem to know your way around these Airbnbs. And I hear good, I hear bad. I don't. What's the
deal? He's going to love it because it's modern.
Okay.
It's a modern thing.
It's 10 years old, Airbnb.
Yeah, but the notice of a hotel is much older than that.
Yeah, but this is the value of an Airbnb is that you could get more for your dollars.
Right.
And I guess what's happened with the explosion of these your sharing of homes is that there are a lot of competitors out there. So then what happens to competition? Hopefully that raises, your expectations. So
right.
Quality should rise, prices should drop.
Yes. Airbnb has now launched this year. Last year in February, but now really coming online this year, Airbnb Plus. And you may wonder, what's an Airbnb Plus? And this is not a commercial. I know this because I've been looking for a place for 3 days in Boston, as I will be there in a couple weeks for my nephew's baptism.
The Airbnb Plus, it offers longer battery life, right?
No, it offers verified quality. Verified quality, so you have all the amenities of home. Like,
you have to reach a certain standard to get an Airbnb, to get a plus on your Airbnb, correct?
If you are the host, yes.
Those are asterisks.
If you're the host. So we're talking about fast Wi-Fi, fast amenities, ample amenities. Like if you go into a kitchen, that they have everything you need in the kitchen.
Spatulas.
If there's a pool involved, that the pool is – so you don't show up and you're like, I look better in the pictures type of situation.
Yeah, which kind of we did. We all did that a little bit.
Where the hell is the skimmer?
So, and I've had this experience because I found an Airbnb Plus in Boston proper, and it was one of these I'm looking for 7 people because the whole Santana squad from Los Angeles is coming in, and then we've got my parents coming in and
so they can't stay with your other brother and sister.
Well, right? Two of us can.
Your other brother, excuse me.
Jose, that will be determined by lottery.
So I write to this Airbnb Plus, and I'm like, well, The hotel rooms are $500 plus a night that we need to stay in. That's three hotel rooms. That's $1,500 a night plus. My brother is covering. That's
right. Boy, you stay. You book good hotels.
I don't. Wow. My brother does. That's what they booked, right? Mm-hmm. And I said to them, I said, look, instead of paying roughly $2,000 a night for the whole family, which God bless them, they're paying for, with taxes and fees.
You're
and
trying to help your brother out who's paying for this.
And you know you live in the mini bar.
Get an Airbnb Plus. I think I found one. So I find one. So total cost is $1,200.
For the whole week?
For the whole family, for seven people.
No, for seven people a night instead of $2,000 a night, which is the grouping of where they were using.
You shocked me.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
And I was like, I think we could save
$800. That's a lot of house, though, too, for that. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, right?
I mean, that's a luxury place, I bet.
Yeah, like a brownstone, full set. So we need it for three nights. And the minimum, this is where they get you, Mike, minimum of four nights stay. So
just like the NFL, just like you.
No, and they screw you two ways. There are two ways they screw you.
Okay.
And I'm not saying don't use, I'm just saying, because they don't advertise.
Consumer awareness.
But the consumer awareness, they will quote you a rate. You'll see $150 a night for this. But then that's not the rate. Right. The rate includes a service fee and a cleaning fee that practically doubles it, which is so just obviously dishonest. Because, yes, do you see it right away? But if you're going to put that up, put what it really is going to cost, okay?
And put up the minimum right away. You shouldn't have to click through to know there's a minimum.
The unscrupulous, and I'm not saying their names, say, well, why don't we go direct? You know, why go around when you can go direct?
Oh, so call the people that own the house and say, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Yeah, because at those dollars, probably aren't. They're not knocking down their doors to get in there.
The fee for this home was roughly $250 a night, the fee itself.
Yeah, so the total, that's ridiculous.
So,
yeah,
so ridiculous it would go down. I was like, if we can knock off $250, well, not we, Schmasker Fantana says, if we can knock
$250 a night.
$250. If we can knock off $250 a night, do that math for three nights. We'll take it.
And
right?
At those prices, you can negotiate, I would imagine.
I write what is, I thought, the best email of emails saying, we're coming in for a baptism. This is the layout of
Paul bringing God into
of
it.
The family.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I agree.
This is the layout of the family. You've got two MDs, two kids. A disc jockey and his wonderful wife. And we're coming in. We just need 3 days. What about that fee? And what about the 4 day minimum?
We have an accomplished medical man, two MDs, and a disc jockey. All
right. We would like to pay you with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, who's coming in? My father, he's an MD. Also, my brother is an MD, and his wife is an MD. And what do? I host a podcast in Washington, D.C.
The nation's capital.
Five
so what happened
minimum.
When you sent your nice email?
So I have not gotten such a response in years.
In what way?
That screams F you.
Oh, wow. No!
Wow.
Do you suppose it's because if you don't go through Airbnb, there's like a lack of coverage insurance-wise
or
something?
It was vague. We can get around the fees. And that was even the headline. The headline was, give me 3 days, and maybe we can figure this out.
Right.
Because 4 days is a lot.
That is a lot.
Right.
And at 4 days, if you're doing the math at home, doesn't make sense to leave the hotels and save my brother and sister money, right? It doesn't make sense.
With the fees.
Yes, with the fees.
Hey, what's your fee?
And she writes back. And by the way, this place is still up for rent, so I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah,
she writes back. She writes back. Our fee, our 4 day minimum in the high season is a must because of demand.
What demand if it's not booked?
City, it's not a vacation destination. Come on.
And I write back. I write back as I didn't write back what I wanted to write back. I say,
dear a-hole,
bite me.
I said. I said, understand, our hotel has a 48-hour, we've already booked at a hotel, has a 48-hour cancellation period. If you do not have anyone who has booked and you consider reconsidering your 3-day period, please write me directly at this email. Because I still want my family to save money. But
have they gotten back to you?
This 4 day I'm sure we won't.
You're such a good brother. I know your brother's taking on. Your brother's covering the cost of this, but you're looking
out for
your brother.
Watching out for him.
Yeah, you're doing it the way you can. It's kind of the way you work with me
on
this show.
That's the only way.
You do what you can to help and make the situation better. That is very. That tells you all you need to know right there. I mean, as far, and I think that's really cool. And I know that you have to be aware that these photographs, in many cases, are deceptive, but that's how they get you. The minimum. And the fees. Now, it's like, what's the point?
And the beauty of it is that they're trying to make him think that somehow Boston in August is a destination.
I know. Up here.
They want to get out of Boston in August.
Right.
That's why it's available.
They probably don't live there in the middle of the summer.
Exactly. No, of course not.
They're not the Cape.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, welcome to Sweat Your Balls Off Manor.
So, the crux of this is to watch out for those, but also that there are four or five other large options out there that don't have as much pub because they want the vacation. One of them is HomeAway. You can look at that as well.
Another app?
Another app. Other options. And if you're looking for a ride for home sharing or this Airbnb style,
sure,
you can also do it for cars. And Mike, you asked me before the show, you said, have you heard of this place called Turo?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TV ad for Turo.
Is it T-U-R-O?
T-U-R-O.
If we like them, there are a few sponsors. I'll be talking to you about that later that I'd like to get on this show.
Please.
Not because they've come to us, because I'm coming to them because I like them. Much like Sleep Number Beds that I said, please get me that client. What's the Turo? What's the Turo?
So
deal?
Turo.
Because I want to find out.
Years ago when I came to Maine, there was another car sharing service where I own a car. I feel like putting it out there, if I did, the sheer premise is you are doing what Airbnb does for cars.
Okay.
So you are renting a car for maybe a minimum of days and you're paying a daily rate. How much did your last SUV you rented cost you daily?
A lot of moolah.
Yeah. I remember that.
I've got a pretty good deal on a car that I'm getting for the week coming up,
yes.
A couple down the road when I'm going down to the Boston area myself.
Yes.
That's going to be probably $500 for the week,
right?
Something like that.
So in Turo, you don't
not cheap.
On Turo, you have a choice of whatever the market is offering. So I went to actually the Boston area, Mike, for proper.
Oh, good. So you've researched
it. So we've got you can get anything from an SUV to a sedan. They have high-end luxury sedans and SUVs, and they have low-end.
Right.
You can if you wanted a Kia.
What can you get like a Maxima for? What can you get like a Nissan or, you know, or a mid-level, mid-size kind of
something
car.
Roomy, something dependable, nothing fancy.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to
sort. It's just me. I don't need anything.
I'm going to sort by price here. Lexus hatchback. Is that fair?
Well, it'd be expensive.
Not highline.
Like RX 250.
How much do you think? I'm going to go for $65 a day. I'm going to search by that.
That's a lot of car.
$65 a day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can get a. Oh, wow. This is great. A Honda CR-V 2010 for $57 a day. It's enough room
than
to tool around.
Not better than the rentals.
Not better than the rentals?
It's really not better than the rentals, as far as
Especially
I know.
Especially if you shop around, you can find coupons and deals and stuff.
A Honda Insight for $27 a day.
See, that's more like it, that $27
Yeah, but isn't the Insight like seat 1.5? Isn't that a tiny car?
I think so. How much for a Maserati?
I got a Tesla Model X with the gullwing doors.
Oh, yeah. How much for that?
$249 a day.
They can me. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't
really
say that.
What about a Kia Soul? We can attest the Kia Soul work.
Rob reviewed that one. How much for that one? Is it $4 a day?
$67 a day.
Does that include the removal fee?
A Dodge Charger.
Now you're talking.
A Dodge Charger. And this has got this SRT package.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's the big engine.
Yeah.
$200 a day.
Oh, that could kiss my ass.
I think the thing is. I think the Turo is trying to cater to the people that would like to take a sort of a vacation look at that. What would it be like to drive a fast car for 2 days? You know, and for that, you pay $500 and you get it.
Land Rover Range Rover Sport 2018. $169 a day.
That's right, Sport.
I don't care. All right.
Don't you want the car, Sport?
It's, you know, by the people that have a Sport. Screw it. We got to take a break. When we come back,
a Silverado, $153 a day
for a pickup truck.
I bet I could drive 20 miles from my house and buy a pickup truck for $153. Buy it.
I know what direction you'd be going into.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with Oscar's Take right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, my name's Barbara. I'd like to just take a moment and thank my legs and feet for a lifetime of supporting me. I couldn't have done it without them. And now a list of things that look good in leopard pattern. Number one, leopards. That's it. Don't forget to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com or the Mike O'Mara Show app. Thank you, baby.
That's Barbara.
Yeah.
I like Barbara.
Is that
one of
Barbara.
Our interns
Do you
doing
like
Barbara,
Barbara better than the Shakespearean read that he gave us yesterday?
I like
That's
Barbara
Dan?
A lot.
Yeah, it's Dan Hoisington.
Dan, you got something, man. You
Barbara
have
works.
Got something.
Barbara might be replacing Jennifer.
Barbara.
Jennifer. I left Jennifer in Florida.
Have you checked on her?
Under the desk. What?
Have you checked on her?
No, no.
I hope you cracked a window.
If I walk in the door and it smells like death, I'll know what happened. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus show packages.
Yes.
So, here's something wild. While Maddie is on her multi-week first-class European pleasure junket, the TMOS video duties are being handled by Dahlia and intern Johnny. That is crazy as f***. As a seasoned broadcaster, now in his fifth decade of delighting your ears, I gotta say, these are some great kids. And with such distinctive voices. They started as just interns, but now they're doing even more. And that extra help is a very pleasant bonus. Kind of like the bonus content you get when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. The TMOS Bonus Show drops every Friday as regular as clockwork, with laughs and fun, extra TMOS.
How great is that?
But you have to subscribe to be a part of the magic because Johnny said so. Johnny!
Johnny, enter Johnny!
Johnny! Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. Remember, the bonus show is your passport to the Asport.
Yay!
Copyright. Blah, blah, blah. Love that thread.
Is he really copy?
Come on. Hey.
Let it go.
Yeah,
let it go.
Thread,
really. Let it go.
If you're within the sound of our voice right now, I want you to take some time this weekend and think a lot.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Talking about that. We're having fun. So please buy the TMOS bonus show and trim your beard or your mommy will be sad. Bonus show, baby. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Toyota. You asked for it. You got it. Toyota. Drive the new 1978 Celica today. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the American people, the right-thinking people of the United States, the show, anybody in Washington, D.C., the state of Maine, Florida, or anywhere in between in this fruited plain. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take!
Oscar, over half of men today are ashamed of their own body hair. 55% of guys said they sometimes feel embarrassed about their hairy areas, including one in five who feel that way often or often. Rob, do you say often or often?
I go both ways, kind of like Jim Nabors.
All right.
I go often to.
I'd say the often, car. Oftentimes I say often.
40% ashamed of their chest hair, 35% embarrassed about back hair. Here are four more stats. 31% of men have avoided swimming because of their body hair. 27% have avoided the gym. 20% think their hairiness had a negative impact on their sex life.
Mm.
Number two, the average guy who manscapes does it about once a week, and 43% of guys admitted they're not very good at it. Number three, 38% have shaved their back before, and 47% have shaved at least a small section of their legs. And number four, 44% of men think too much manscaping can be unmanly.
Mm.
56% wish guys could just go back to only shaving their face.
You know, a really good thing to shave, Oscar, is your face.
Fellas, just don't look at it. Shave it. In my eyes,
really?
You should know that my, the Santanas are not as hairy as most men.
Not a hair suit?
No, there's no hair suit. But.
Well, no. Hair suit is an adjective meaning hairy.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. You wear a hair suit in the.
I do have a hair suit.
Yes.
But a hair suit, H-I-R-S-U-T-E, is a word, means hairy.
Okay.
So it's not a hair suit, people.
But when you're in the pool,
right,
you're a hairy guy.
When I get out of the pool, there's not much water left.
Okay.
And you have back hair. You have like,
yes,
mounds of back,
well,
hair.
Well, you know what? Remember, I've had.
You have that Alan Sherman back hair.
I had it lasered six times. And now it's just light back hair. I can't imagine the way it would have been.
Do hair stick out? This is when you know you have to do something about this. If not for the woman or guy in your life, but for yourself. Mm. If hair starts sticking out of your T-shirt, like on the back around your neck, and your back hair is sticking out.
Not at that level.
That's not good. And my back hair is really like kind of around my shoulders and stuff.
Yes.
And it looks like the top of Yoda's head.
So I get small patches.
You do.
Where I will try to shave as much as I can, but I'll also tell my wife on my back, I'll be like, can you get this one spot? Mm-hmm. And I don't feel manly about it, but I also know that my wife probably doesn't want to sit next to or lay next to a guy that just has patches of hair on his back.
Yeah, I get it.
So I haven't stopped caring yet, but if you're a guy that wears a T-shirt, and this is a nice mark, and you've got hairs coming out of the side of your neck like you're growing plant hair.
Especially ones that curl down.
What about the manscaping? What about the manscaping?
Down below?
Yeah.
I think it's a must for hygiene. It's a all must right. for hygiene.
Okay.
Nobody
wants
to
manscape, Rob? Do you manscape?
I have.
Okay. But do you currently, regularly?
Not really. I trim, basically.
See,
that's it.
Yeah. The set of Jumanjis between what's going on where Rob has. Nobody wants to play with it. Nobody wants to get
Who wants
there?
To buy a ticket to that movie?
You're listening to
Oscar's better get on Fandango
Tank.
Because the seats are running out.
You're listening to Oscar's Tank. Oscar, a lot of comedians don't like people using their phones during their sets, but what about when the show's over? Chappelle played Broadway recently and then hit a club called Marquee. He partied all night, hung out in the DJ booth, and cracked jokes on the mic. That would be
really cool.
Imagine being in that club.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much fun that might have been? But he also told everyone to put their phones away because, quote, people that make memories and party together stay together. Isn't that cool? Chappelle's
that's
a
fair.
Guy.
He's a wise like man. Wise man.
I walked into, I would say now 3 months ago, a class at Georgetown University for sports marketing.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about podcasting. And I didn't feel great about this, but I had to. As soon as I walked in, the students were all, like I would say maybe 40% of them were on their phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I literally said, look, your time is valuable. My time is valuable. I would appreciate if you put your phones on your desk face down as this 40 minutes to an hour will blow by. And you could see, like anybody, any comedian on stage, how it affects you when people are actually paying attention when you're talking
yeah,
to the class.
Absolutely.
And they did. And it was a much better experience overall.
That's
and they
very,
learned more.
Very cool.
I felt like I was giving my energy to people that cared, and then you move on with life. If
right.
you
by
all,
the way, at the TMOS live shows, yes. both on Friday and Saturday night, we're not only going to be not having a no cell phone rule, we're confiscating them.
Yeah, we are.
We're not giving them back.
And you will be issued, your phone will be returned, but it might not be your phone. All we'll give you is a phone.
No, we changed that. We get the regular phone and we give everybody a burner.
Oh,
to go home with.
A jitterbug.
Yeah. Right. Big here buttons.
Yeah. That's a cool move telling them to do that. I
so
like
for,
that.
And a good power move.
Oh, I'm sure it's a power move. It's just asking them to pay attention. For me, from a comedian's perspective, you want to go and enjoy. Now, I can understand. We'd be dumb to think that people don't want to take pictures.
Right.
They want to capture that. But if you're holding your phone the entire time, and even right. at a club,
yes.
just enjoy the moment.
Mm.
And I don't think it's about – and I think Chappelle – what does he care at this point what he does and what's filmed at? We know
yeah,
that if you're a celebrity.
He's just being cool. And he's yeah. like, we're making memories. You'll remember it better if you don't
make
have
the
your
memories.
Nose in your phone.
True, do
or
it.
Or you're taking a picture
yes.
and all that stuff. You're listening to Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
We'll get through the rest of this real quick. A guy in Iowa, Oscar, named Dale Schroeder, worked as a carpenter for 67 years, never made much money. He never had kids, and he never spent very much on himself. He was so frugal that his friends say he only had two pairs of jeans, work and church. But he was also a very generous guy. We're talking about him in the past tense because he died in 2005. But he's in the news now because over 30 people he never met just got together to pay tribute to him. Before Dale passed away, he told his buddy, who's a lawyer, that he wanted to do something good with his life savings. So his friend asked how much he had, and it was just under $3 million.
Wow.
He kept everything he had.
Wow.
One thing Dale always wished he'd done was go to college, but he couldn't afford it when he was young. So they used the money to set up a scholarship fund for other kids who couldn't afford tuition, and he ended up paying for 33 total strangers to get a college
wow.
education.
That's great.
And they just paid tribute to that
couldn't
guy.
We all live that way? Imagine that man, a single man. How yep. much money have and look, this could go both ways. If you're
neighbors,
your spouse, How much mm-hmm. money do you think our spouses and former spouses have taken from us?
Oscar, it's a Friday show. Can't we come out of here happy? What could you done to him?
His kid's
having a birthday.
Weekend ruined.
How many
son's
people
birthday?
Could we send to college?
Yeah.
Every time we're and look, if you're on the other side, I'm sure women feel the same way with the dumb things we buy. But I bought my wife a wooden jewelry box with a bunch of crystals on it, and they're not real crystals. I'm sure that it's a Himalayan sea salt, whatever it may be. But
they're Billy crystals.
It's adorned by it. I walk into our office bedroom where she also gets dressed in because we only have two little places.
Exactly.
And I see it on the corner, just like sitting there in the wrapper, and I'm like, that was X amount of dollars,
right?
Now I'm going to say that was X amount of dollars. We could send someone to college with that if we just bust up buying all this nonsense. This makes no sense.
20 years. Right. Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Adds up.
And by the way, when you talk about my ex-wives, that's IL. That's the IL factor.
IL?
Ivy League. you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And full finally, lines. Oscar, being able to access porn on the internet might be convenient, but according to researchers, it's not without its security risks. And they're not just talking about viruses.
Viruses!
Researchers at Microsoft Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pennsylvania analyzed over 22,000 porn sites and found that 93% of them leak data to third parties. Normally, for extra protection, when surfing the web, a user might turn to incognito mode, but the researchers said incognito mode only ensures that your browsing history is not stored on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
The number one third-party company that gets the porn info, Google.
Oh.
There you go. What say you, Oscar?
Okay, so first of all, you need to know that anything for free has a price on the back end. So those of you,
hey, that's I know what kind of porn you like.
That's
to
a
watch.
Category right there.
So
pal.
I'm not a free guy, right? I'm a premium guy. We've chronicled this. Even when I tried to quit, they gave me a couple years on the house. So
right.
Don't go.
They keep pulling me back
don't
in.
Go.
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm.
But I will say that for everyone that I know is a free guy in my life, at least not everyone. Let's say 50% of them will call me, "Hey man, I know you know something about computers. What is happening here?" So for those people that I'll see, you got this weird ad traffic manager that's supposed to look like a virus manager. And I'm sure that decision to download was made when you brought a payload of whatever free site you went to. Free is full of viruses. Stop going there. And the other, I guess the other rule to live by is don't just look at it, eat it.
Thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to take care of myself. We'll take a break.
It contains alcohol, which could dry your skin.
Look at it, eat it. That's like real advice, and then the joke at the end. Well done.
Well done.
We'll take a break and come back. You boys are funny today. I don't know what happened to me. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show, the last audio of all the week.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Reitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about racism. The president's racist tweets singling out 4 U.S. congresswomen of color. And we talk about how do Democrats defeat a racist president. It's not what you think. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com. iTunes,
that's a great summary.
Stitcher.
That's a great
and summary. And wherever fine podcasts are found.
Sorry
it's
for
a great
that
episode, really, though. It was a really good episode.
It's a lot of fun, and Chris makes a lot of sense, and I like what he had to say. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Wait. Cool it. I have another theory. It will explain why you still haven't bought your tickets to the Saturday TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular.
Good.
It's not self-loathing. You don't hate yourself. You don't hate me or Oscar or Rob. What you hate is fun. You don't like joy or pleasure or laughter. You say no to ha-ha. You don't find amusement parks amusing. A funhouse makes you sad. You refuse to sing joy to the world. And I guess we all know what Pharrell record you hate. So why do you do this to yourself? Stop it!
Good read!
Make yourself happy.
Yes!
Come on, it's easy. Just buy your tickets for the Saturday show and buy them now. They're on sale right now at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Don't deprive yourself of bliss. Plus, a sellout will bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirts. So how about that? The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is brought to you by Zappos. A totally different night on Saturday night, by the way.
Don't say no to ha-ha.
Don't say no to ha-ha, okay? Come on now. Quote the great Judy Garland, forget your troubles and just get happy and pass me the Percodan. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now let's open up the audio vault for the end of the week and Rob Spiewacker.
A little extra shill for the bonus show this week. I thought we had a really fun bonus show this week as we talk a lot about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing and Apollo 11. I have two things here that we did not get to on the bonus show that I want to bring to your attention. Did you know there was a communication glitch when they were talking to Neil Armstrong on the moon? And what he actually said was one small step for a man and a giant leap for mankind. The A got dropped out in the transmission. They had a cell phone.
Made it the iconic quote.
Yeah, and so a lot of times now they will include the A in like brackets. Mm-hmm. But listen, it is absolutely not there.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And he's stuck by the fact he said one small step for a man, but it just got lost in the transmission. So he probably should have
switched. It doesn't sound like they did they edit it?
No. That's just there's like a little glitch there. And I think the reason is that he had Sprint. And if you had had AT&T, it would have been a lot better. And also, I never knew this. Buzz Aldrin did an interview in 2016 that has only been released now as we look at tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the landing. I didn't realize what a close call the landing was. He tells this story. They had 15 seconds of fuel left when they touched down. 15 seconds.
Neil said, I think we might be a little long. Well, how could he tell that? He had some lines marked on the map, and looking at the clock we had, we were. We began to get some program alarms.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Which interrupted the displays. After a few minutes, they came back and said,
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm. Four forward, drifting to the right a little.
At about 100 feet, there's a light that comes on us, a fuel quantity light. And about that time, the capsule communicator, Charlie Duke, says,
60 seconds.
Okay, 100 feet, 60 seconds. We better ease down is what I'm saying, but I don't want to disturb Neil by saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Lights on.
A little further, 30 seconds, but we're 10 feet. I figured, we got it made. We probably had about 15 seconds of fuel left.
How about that?
That is surreal.
Wow. Had no idea.
Yeah.
And the fact is that that wasn't revealed until 2016, and they sat on it until now.
And I would imagine, you know, if they'd been up there and run out, that would have been total and complete. There's no way of recovering from that.
No, not at all.
Wow,
no,
but scary stuff. Scary stuff. Mm-hmm. Brave guys.
All right. This will surprise you, I think, as it did me. Eddie Murphy says he's returning to stand-up because when he visited Don Rickles a couple weeks before Rickles passed, Rickles said he had to do it. Rickles said, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to the people. Get back on stage. So they did another preview of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Here's Eddie Murphy and Jerry Seinfeld talking about Eddie Murphy returning to stand-up.
You know that you not doing stand-up drives people crazy. You know that, right?
I'm going to do it again. It
really?
Just, yeah, I just had to... I have to get up and work. The only way you could get like an act is I got to go to the clubs and work out. I'm going to do that again. You still got to go to the comedy club.
Still got to go to the, you could have your own club.
So you should buy the comic strip and I'll come work out there.
You want to do that, I'll do it. I'll call it Jerry Seinfeld's comic strip.
So I think it's really cool. Whether or not it's true remains to be seen. I'd love to see Eddie Murphy do stand-up
again.
When
I smile at the notion of Eddie Murphy getting back on stage.
Hearing his voice
also
is funny.
Spectacular, Yeah, I'll buy the comic strip.
God, that would be such a great show with another host.
You're right.
Right.
What if Eddie Murphy hosts it? I'm watching. I'm watching. All right.
I'll buy it.
And you can be there.
There you go. And people come up and tell me jokes. It's like they're not at my level. That's what he said yesterday.
That's right. It's exactly right. So a good week to watch Conan. He's at Comic-Con. And it's always an exciting because there are so many great pieces of nerd action
going on. Out there, I hope.
I don't know if Triumph has reared his dog head yet.
Right.
But yesterday, he had Tom Cruise on. And Tom Cruise, this is a funny discussion about Tom Cruise's most famous catchphrase, according to Tom Cruise.
So I introduce you in Hall H.
The minute you come out, people in the audience are all screaming out all your iconic lines. Now, an actor's lucky to have one. They're screaming out, people are yelling out, "You complete me," "I feel the need for speed," you know, "You had me at hello." Everyone's got their own. Which is the one you get the most, do you think?
I don't know which one I get the most, to be honest. I mean, what's that? Show me the money?
Yeah.
Show me the money. Show me the money!
Please tell me, Tom, that you yell that at your ATM occasionally.
Yes.
I would do anything. Funny.
Show me the money!
And then you add, in 20s!
Pretty hard not to like that. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy birthday to my and Oscar's godson.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, boys. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, tickets on sale all weekend for our second show. We want to do that this weekend. Love to get that done. Thank you very much. And don't forget, subscribe to our bonus show and take care of our fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show. To Michael William O'Mara, 6 years old today. Happy birthday to my wonderful son and to my other daughter, Catherine. Catherine, your headshots looked phenomenal.
Oh, good.
I think you may be a big star. Anyway, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la."
A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Hey guys, kick rock.